I woke up this morning with a fire in my soul and so much excitement. Not because something special is going to happen to me today or because of some life event, but because I'm alive and I'm killing it. Last week was chaotic and a lot of unexpected stressful things happened. I could have very easily said, well, self, we've worked really hard towards our life goals, but there are a lot of stressors going on around us right now and maybe we should just throw in the towel. Things are getting really difficult, and how much more do you really think that you can handle? I'm sorry, what? Goodbye, Felicia, because that is not how we talk. So instead, I chose to plant my feet deeper into the ground and continue to keep pushing forward. I have goals to crush, and so do you. Real talk. So your life got hard. Some serious shit happened? Well, friends, I have gone through some serious shit as well, but that doesn't define you. Don't let those things stop you from going after your goals. So many times I have felt the urge to give up, but I didn't, because I know that I am worth so much more than that, and so are you. Sometimes life gets really, really hard. I get it. I promise you that I do. But that's when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, "We did not come this far to only come this far." Write down your affirmations and put them somewhere that you're going to see them every day. Say them out loud every single day. And you might say, well, B, I really feel ridiculous saying these things out loud. No. Do you know what's even more ridiculous than that? Giving up on yourself when life gets hard. I'm standing with you and I'm going to continue to push you forward. I'm not giving you the option of giving up. Sorry. Write down your goals today and make a game plan for how you want to achieve them. I have my affirmations and my goals written down, and I read them out loud daily. My kids have even started doing affirmations because they hear me say mine. Have I had to change some of my dates for when I wanted to accomplish any of my goals? Absolutely, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to give up. So you didn't hit your goal at the 6-month mark that you set? That's fine. Maybe your breakthrough is coming at month 7. I set a very large goal for my coaching, and I wrote down that I would hit that goal in 6 months. Well, friends, 6 months came, and I hadn't hit that goal yet, but I did hit it at 7 months. Can you imagine if I would have given up just because my goal didn't fall into the 6-month time frame that I had set for myself? 30 days later, I crushed my goal. Be patient with yourself. Adjust your goals and your time frames as needed, but do not give up on them. Do not back down. Be brave enough to keep going, and when you feel like things are becoming too difficult, just remember that you're not alone. And I don't mean that in a, oh, let me pat your back and say there kind of way. I mean it as if shit gets tough and you feel like the world's closing in on you and you're losing sight of your goals, I'm here. Some of you have my number, and all of you should have access to my social media accounts. Message me, call me, text me, whatever, and I will come sit with you. Whether that's virtually or in person, I'll be with you. We're going to continue to push forward together. And remember to give yourself some credit. I know that you've all gone through some serious stuff in your lives, so look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, thank you. Look at that resilient badass staring back at you and say, thank you for never giving up on us, even though there were multiple times that you wanted to. Thank you for the late nights and early mornings spent working on our goals. Thank you for digging deep and working on healing our traumas, even though it felt like you couldn't handle much more. Thank you for walking away from an unhealthy relationship and realizing our worth. Thank you for doing personal development every single day and getting our mind right. Thank you for sharing our story to help empower others, even though sometimes you become overwhelmed. Thank you for never settling and knowing that you're capable of such big things. Thank you for going through hell, and instead of crumbling under all of that pressure, you came out as the whole damn fire. Thank you for having the strength to show up when things got complicated and messy. Thank you for fighting for us. You need to tell yourself these things, friends. Now go out, kick ass today. And I'm so incredibly proud of all of you. Love you guys.